very first episode of the Mickle Coffee and Reason podcast. Here, you have a forum that puts adolescence at the forefront and center of the discussion. We'll be using real-life experiences to shape how adolescents deal with adversities. And as such, this podcast is primarily for adolescents, but we hope to impact adults just the same, to inspire them to increase mental health awareness and mindfulness in their actions at home. So my name is Tamara Douglas Atkinson, and I'm a school nurse for the Kellis High School. I'm a level one registered nurse, and I have with me three beautiful ladies as my co-hosts. Zavanna James, which is a communication studies student at the Northern Caribbean University and our past head girl for the academic year 2022 to 2023. And we also have with us Takith Nelson, our current head girl for this academic year, and Sharona McKenzie, which is a two-term Paris Student Council representative at our school. So just before we dive into this podcast, a little backstory on how the podcast came about. During my short tenure here as a school nurse, I have noticed something common amongst our teenagers. It is difficult for them to process trauma. In a previous newsletter that I had published, I spoke of a research that educated us that children are supposed to learn how to process their emotions from their parents and also their family. But unfortunately, not many of our adolescents are learning the best way to process hardship. Too many of our adolescents keep their emotions to themselves because them either just a wall it till it pass, or them nasty nothing because nothing wrong, man. Everything good. Or they cope by smoking, drinking, or doing any other form of drug. And not to mention the music that also impact their behaviors. We also have too many of our children that are cutting as a means of escape and contemplating suicide. Now, many of us adults would see this as foolish, but us here at the Mickle Coffee and Reason podcast would like to shed light on this nature that is common amongst our children. Throughout these episodes, you can expect us to bring forth a number of interviews with a vast range of individuals. You can expect representatives from the school, teachers, nurses, students, counselors, psychologists, pastors, local entrepreneurs, and even students.
Here, while we drink coffee and what a reason, we will use real-life experiences to help navigate the adolescent mind to better cope with adversity. Doing all of this, and while educating parents and guardians on the struggle adolescents face, so we can all be more intentional in what we do and what we say. Our ultimate aim is to create a mentally safe space for our adolescents, for them to know that someone understands what they're going through and that they are not alone. We aim to inspire adolescents to try and change their present situation and feel empowered enough to actually carry out the action, and to also understand that they may not be able to change all situations, but they know they have the power to change themselves, to thrive in an impossible situation and environment.
So within this podcast show, we have four series that you can look forward to divulge in. We will be having the adversity series, where we invite guests to share their stories of overcoming hardships. We'll be having the school nurse daily series, where we will be reviewing the newsletters of the week. The Mekwe Reason series, where we will be discussing various topics about adversity. And finally, the Lab Rat series. So this is us bringing you on an intimate journey with our inner circle at school as we discuss topics that range from nonsense to sensible things. So as we dive further into the podcast, I want us to just take a minute and to look at the driving factor of this podcast, adversity. What does adversity mean to us?
So adversity to me means challenges that you are faced with.
Yes, I second that. So challenges that could be mild and those that we could also describe as hardships is something that we have to, you know, get through and overcome.
I'd say I third that, because adversities are basically milestones, I guess, or basically daily issues we have to deal with, because some people might look at it and say it might not be like that extreme, but we see adversities as what we think they are to us because how we can manage them. No matter what we face, a way it be to we, how much it pressure we.
For me, adversity is a way of life, because as you said, it is a part of life. You cannot have You cannot have a steady life without facing difficulties. Is either the tea not hot enough, or the kettle top work, or the milk don't for going to your coffee. You're late for go work, you're late for go school. The lunch money don't for your week, and the week not done.
You can't escape it at all.
You can't escape it. Yes, it's just a part of our life, and it's something that we have to be comfortable with, because even though at times it ranges from mild to severe, and severe is hard to deal with, and severe is hard to cope, and it kind of make you want to say, all right, I know I wrote this for me, but it's a part of our life. It's a way of life, and it's hard for us to accept, but the sooner we accept that adversity is always going to be a part of us, it's going to be better for us to deal with it.
Yes.
So given that adversity is a part of our life and in our everyday life, what adversity have you been faced with recently? Have we been faced with recently? Getting this podcast together has truly been a challenge. You know, editing the episodes, getting my head on straight between episode recording and getting the social media stuff out and just the planning of it all. It kind of takes a toll on the body. You know, the mind and the body just the same. Anxiety is rising and the body is stressing out. That's been the hardship I've been faced with recently.
I've been feeling a little stuck since lately. It's like I am trying, but perhaps I'm not trying enough. And I'm not sure if that makes sense. Whether it's from me not being able to reach the school as early as I should, even though I'm making the preparations to do so, or whether it's me realizing that I'm about to finish high school, I'm about to finish my second year of sixth form, and I'm just not seeing the impact that I would have made, or whether it's that I am trying to, you know, get in the mind frame or prepare myself for my external exams, but I feel like I'm not doing enough work. I can't balance my time because I'm that person who is trying to help others, and then I kind of put myself on the back burner, and then sometimes I just don't know how to deal with
that. Well, I find your table door, girl.
Yeah.
I feel like whenever I try to think about, for example, I normally like write down what it is that I want to accomplish in the year. I've done that for 2 years now. This year, I did not do that. I don't know if it's messing with me mentally or something like that, but it is that I don't have anything that I want. We just stop dream. We just stop set goals. It's just that I'm just a live. And I'm wondering if it is because of the pressure of this semester, because it's just not easy. So I just feel like I'm living. I'm mixing patois. And I just feel like I'm living. And I'm not dreaming. I used to have dreams. But no, it's hard to find the spark and the passion to dream because I feel guilted to not dream because I don't feel worthy enough of dreaming.
That's relatable. That is really, really relatable.
I think the adversities I'm currently facing right now is from school to work to home, not being able to have to be at work early enough because I have to be at school, not being able to be at school early enough because I have to be at work, not being able to be anywhere on time because I have to rotate homes. And, you know, it just, I don't know what to do. So then it's what, like, and even though, like, it's not recent, it's just ongoing.
Yeah.
To me losing my grandfather and not being able to feel like I belong anywhere in the world again. So, yeah.
So how are we coping? How are we dealing with it? Because it's a lot. I try my best to manage my time, even though at times it's not manageable. You know, the body, when the body shuts down, it just can't go no further. So no matter how much you want to do, you can't do it because the body just not go.
Yeah.
Sometimes the best thing there for me to do where coping is concerned is to just rest. Allow things to be, because no matter how much I try to get things done, if the body cannot go, I can't get it done. And if I push the body past its limits, then it's of no use to me. So at times it's easier to accept that I'm at a standstill than to imagine that I should be somewhere else and I should be pushing my body here to get there. Yeah, just keep my body at a standstill, at a place where it can recuperate for the next day. But that's for me. Are we coping?
I'm really going to have to adopt that approach. Because like the last week, I haven't been able to do, you know, what I'm supposed to do because I fell ill. So this week, I can feel the, you know, the weight of everything from last week, and the energy is just not there. I can't even find the time to do the little stuff that would calm me down or per se rejuvenate me, such as writing and planning. I looked in my planner and I realized that for the last 2 weeks, I haven't written down anything. And that's just, yeah, I don't like the feeling of that. But as you said, we just have to get comfortable with knowing that we are at a standstill. We have to rest and just take things one day at a time.
Yes. Well, Zavanna's trouble is a little different. Who are you coping, Zav?
I'm really not coping. I see everybody recently, because of the work I put in last semester, I was awarded in my department as a gold scholar. So, you know, it would be expected because I put in the work last semester, but this semester is just like, And then one of the scholars went up and they were asking her how she did it. But she was saying that she has a vision for her life and her goals and her career. And, you know, it just kind of made me feel a teeny bit jealous, because I remember when that was me, when I had so much passion and dreaming about my future. And now it's just that I just can't even, as me say, me feel guilty for a dream, because I'm not feel worthy enough for a dream. So it's just like a cycle where, and I see everybody else dreaming, and at the same time, me can't find the courage or the energy for dream. So it's just like, I don't know.
You're just living, as you said.
I'm just living. I mean, I'm really just living. And I feel like if I even try to dream, it's just, me just feel really guilty. I may even try to say, okay, I'm going to do this one task, to try to get back on track, participate in this one thing. Then I feel really guilty and like everything's going to go bad and I'm not deserving of it. And yeah.
So have you considered just living in the moment without considering the guilt of not aiming for what you want to accomplish for the end of the week or the end of the month? Because at times when we put that strain on ourselves and our mental state is not prepared to accept it all, this is what it does. It fights back.
I feel like if I were to resolve to go to that method, then I would spiral though, because my mind is like a storage house. Organizing stuff. So if I don't organize who I'm going to do this and do that, who I'm going to tackle it, then I'm going to spiral. So for me, I can't live in the world because I fear that there will be consequences of that. So
That is a form of organizing. That is you writing down that, hey, this is me right now. This is where I want to get. But at this point in time, this is what my mental state looks like. And if I attempt to step outside of that, anxieties are going to rise. Paranoia is going to rise. Guilt is going to rise even higher. And everything else may just deplete more. It is a form of organizing your mind. That is you telling yourself that, this is me right now, a little, what I call that, red peas. And in order for me to blossom into a whole tree, I have to be comfortable with the birthing process. Sometimes we have to tell ourselves that, hey, this is not working right now and I have to find a new plan. So maybe the standstill may not work for you, but a new plan is definitely going to need to brew.
Yeah. To help decrease stigma associated with mental health and increase mental health awareness, we have all completed an Adversity Coping Capability, ACC for short, checklist. It tests how well we think we can handle stress. All of our guests will be completing one before the start of each episode as well, to raise awareness for their mental health state. This is also done because we want to increase health-seeking behaviors in everyone around us. Our mental wellness is affected whenever we are faced with adversity, be it losing a loved one, broken friendship or relationship, moving to a new state, poverty, poor parenting, difficulty navigating school life, and you name it. Many times, how we respond to adversity will be dependent on where we are mentally. So the less mentally stable you are, the less likely you are to manage your situations adequately. Likewise, the more mentally stable you are, the more likely you are to handle your situations with an open mind and a calmer mental state. We cannot deal with adversity adequately with cluttered mind.
So with that said, thank you all for tuning into this episode of the Meko Coffee and Reason podcast. And if you have liked what you have heard thus far, please remember to like, share, and subscribe to our podcast channels on all platforms. Leave a comment under each episode to let us know how this podcast episode have impacted you. And feel free to send us a message on our Instagram page at Meko Coffee and Reason, or via email at schoolnursedaily@gmail.com, schoolnursedouglas, I should say, @gmail.com, with the names and contacts of those who you would like to see reasoning with us. Or if you have a topic you'd like us to discuss in the Mekwa Reason series, let us know just the same. Now, as we say hello to a brand new week, let's remember our podcast mantra. We are all brewing resilience and sipping strength, one cup at a time. As the week goes on, allow the aroma of freshly brewed coffee to inspire authentic conversations. And may each episode leave you with a sense of connection, reflection, and a renewed appreciation for the simple joy of sharing thoughts over a cup of coffee. See you next Sunday on the Mekwa Coffee and Reason podcast.